You can show? Okay, thanks. Good morning, brothers and sisters. How are you today? I know a lot of people got sick this couple of weeks. I'm one of them. I told Pastor Kim, if I cannot continue on after half of the sermon, she will continue on. I'm glad I wrote this in English so she can handle it. Okay, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for your love and your care for our brothers and sisters in BAC. We thank you for this godly family that many of them have been experienced your greatness and your mercy upon each one of us. We thank you for Ben's sharing. Thank you for the great testimony he had during the past week, and I pray that you continue to encourage each one of us, that we know that if we are willing, we are sure that you are able. I pray that you will give us the strength and courage to make more friends outside of church so that we can bring them into your kingdom one by one. I hand the foreign time into your hand. I ask your Holy Spirit to be with us. I thank you in Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Okay, the first slide, please. I think you are familiar with this one, right? You see that every week. How many remember when we put this up? 2 years ago? 3 years ago? A little bit more than 2 years, right? So at that time, God had been showing us that we need, just like what Ben had been saying, we need to pray before we do anything. So we spent almost a year to seek for God's direction for BAC, how BAC can expand God's kingdom. That's why we do not do much on the first year. We encourage our brothers and sisters to pray and to seek what God is showing BAC to expand his kingdom. So a little bit more than a year, maybe beginning of last year, 2018, last year, right. We finally convinced that God has shown us the direction, which is later on I will show another slide to remember what we have prayed for and to remember what God has listened to our prayer and also to do what he wants us to do. So we thank you for God's direction for BAC. So seek, submit, support. For this year, we are kind of submitting what God is showing to BAC, our vision and our mission, and we need to support. That's why today I would like to share the topic of support. So support, yes. in a sense of to bear, to assume the responsibility, it can be divided into two parts. Actually, two kind of idea. One is active, and the other is passive. In other words, to choose responsibility or to be chosen by responsibility. This is two different things. So what we are going to support or assume our responsibility. Sorry, I have a very bad cold. Hopefully, I can make it through so Kim can rest. Here's from our identity and role that we pray. For example, we are human being, right? Anyone against it? I don't think so. Then we have the duty to take good care of our physical body. I'm not doing that well, so I have to repent on this. We need to drink and eat and sleep every day and to do more exercise, right? Without that, you will be like me, get sick easily. As a student, we have the duty to go on to school, go to school and to finish the homework and pass the exam, right, if you are a student. As an employee, we have the duty to arrive at the office punctually and complete the task that our employer, our boss, assigned to us. So identity and roles, it brings the responsibilities. It is unavoidable. Even though we try to run away from responsibility temporarily, responsibility will still find us. People who deliberately run away from responsibility will finally bear more responsibilities. Therefore, we need to do our best to fulfill the responsibility coming from identity and roles. We don't need to be brave to bear those kind of roles. What does it mean to be brave in bearing responsibility? This means that we chose to take the responsibility willingly and with pressure. We are not forced to take the responsibility. It is something extra. We don't need to do it, but we do it out of our own will. In fact, responsibility coming from identity and roles is already heavy. We all know that. But if we chose to bear extra responsibility willingly, we call it brave. As a student, all he or she has to do is to go to school on time and complete assignment on time and pass the exam. We do not call it brave. But if we want to be an honest student, no cheating, no copying assignments, willing to do extra study in order to get better grades, then we need to be brave. In the past few weeks, we can call BAC family brave. Brave to bear responsibility. Not only our brother and sister, not only do they tithe, they also strongly support the faith pledge, which is to give extra. Together, we raised over 1,300,000, exceeding the target by approximately $1,400. It is amazing. This is in about 2 months' time. It is truly God's grace. We are grateful that brothers and sisters of BAC are faithfully and lovingly supporting this vision. BAC will continue to accept faith pledge. For more faith pledge means less loan from CNMA district office. So we don't need to apply to $2 million. We can apply the loan less than that. Let's continue to experience God's blessing upon each one of us. So let us remind our brothers and sisters here. So we can see the biggest arrow is disciple making. Yesterday I attended a conference about second generations. The speaker saying that disciple making or making disciple, he have another idea. He said disciple is shaping. We shape our brothers and sisters. Not just making, we shape them. We model them. We have to be a good disciple because before we can shape others. This is what I also agree on. So discipleship is our church, it's BAC in the near future. We want to shift our BAC to a disciple-making church. Maybe after, in about 2 weeks' time, all the leadership, the pastor and also the elders, will meet together a whole day's retreat to think and to seek for God's direction of how BAC can shift to a church that is a disciple-making church or a disciple-shaping church. So pray for us so that we can we can seek for God's direction and we know what to do in the near future that to bring everybody to be a good disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. We experienced the Eleni outreach. Many of you have been helping out for distributing the tracts and also helping out for the community day at Eleni. Right now, the attendance for the new Mandarin worship is about close to 40. It's quite stable. And God been leading a lot of local Christians to come, and hopefully in the future they will support this new ministry that we can do more outreach. If you go to Lenny's Costco, all you can see is a lot of Chinese-speaking, Mandarin-speaking neighborhood among that area. So we have good opportunity. Why? Because we accept what God give it to you and me, to BAC. This is God's vision. If we are willing, God is able. We are so encouraged. Before we plan to about 2 years' time, we may be able to hire full-time staff to help out that church, but now you are kind of changing. You said 2 years is too long. We need a full-time pastor sooner than 2 years. Hopefully, in about 6 months, you can have a full-time staff there because the need is there. This is a great opportunity there. So what God is showing us, you just step out. You just do what God wants you and me to do. So annex review, so far we experienced God's blessing and also touched a lot of brothers and sisters to support. This is God's work. This is not our work. This is God's work. That's why we can see God helping each one of us to see that one project after another project. And we all know that this is God's direction for BAC. It's not from man. It's all from God. So that we are so encouraged by that because we still have another seeking and submit and support a project, which is Tri-City Church Planting. Hopefully, by the end of the year, when the annex review got more stable, we can set up a committee to do more study in Tri-City, which area is have the less church, so and also have a great need, a gospel need there. So that as we continue to seek for God's direction, I'm sure that at the due time, God will show us what we should do on the Tri-City. So continue to seek and to pray. And right now, we are continuing to support Lenny's ministry, and we are continuing to support the annex rebuild. We can see God's glory. If we are willing, we can all experience God's greatness. So back to the support. First of all, we are willing to support because we all recognize that the vision came from God, not from man. Just like verse 4, it says, such confidence we have through Christ before God. A follower of Jesus Christ must have confidence in Jesus, our Lord. Our confidence come from Jesus' life, come from his word and his deeds. We know Jesus not only through the sermon of various preachers, but also through the study and understanding of his word and through the sharing among brothers and sisters in Christ. Apostle Paul says the same word to the Corinthians. He says, such confidence we have through Christ before God. So confidence is in Christ. Because of Jesus, we came to know God's kindness. Without Christ, we only know God literally or through only our mind. The Bible teaches us that our God is a God of abundant blessing and of endless love. It is God who changes our mortal life to an eternal life. If we want to understand God's will, we need to have a willful heart of carrying out his will first. Obedience only comes after we understand his will. The more we obey, the more we will understand. Therefore, before we obey, we need to understand. And before we understand, we need to obey. Lord Jesus came to this world as a human being to live among us. The Holy Spirit brings truth to all the followers. We, as followers, should live and act just like Jesus. If we are sick and we want to get well, we need to take medication, right? Of course, we need to pray. Understand God's word and practicing his word, just like a cycle. The more we practice, the more you understand. And the more you understand, the more you are willing to practice. This is just like a cycle. People practicing his word will experience God more. God's presence will add strength to you and to me. Jesus once said in Matthew 25, 29, for everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not give, even what he has, will be taken from him. So when we faithfully use the gift that God bestowed upon us, he will give us more. This is quite reasonable. It is a direction for life. If we love someone, We want to understand him or her more in order to make him or her happy, right? People who practice his word because, not because of duty, but because of love. And strength comes from love. Because we love God, we serve God. Because we love him, and he will give us the strength. Without it, without love, nothing can be done. Excuse me. Jesus' disciples spent 3 years with him. They were witness of what Jesus preached and practiced. At first, they did not understand the mission of Jesus until 3 days after his resurrection. Jesus appeared before them and was raised to heaven in their presence. Then they finally understood. I'm glad BAC, brother and sister, is a lot smarter than the disciple. You guys do not need Pastor Poon to be resurrected before you understand God's vision, right? You already understand. That is amazing. As Paul said in Romans 5:8, God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. His disciples then changed from being coward to brave, being suspicious to steadfast. That is why Paul said, if anyone does not love the Lord, let that person be cursed. Wow, this is really serious. Brothers and sisters of BAC have shown their hearty support in the faith pledge in the past 2 months. I believe that, excuse me, because of a lot of brothers and sisters have tasted the sweetness of being loved and cared in BAC. Therefore, those who were loved, cared, and accepted were greatly motivated to return the love by supporting the faith pledge, by supporting God's work. May brothers and sisters continue to count God's blessing in order to truly experience God's love. This is a great motivation to understand and to practice God's word. Secondly, we commit to support because we are moved by God and rely on his strength. Verse 5 reminds us that not that we are competent in ourselves to calm anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. He has made us competent as minister of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Apostle Paul emphasized in verse 5 that he depended not on his own ability, but on the ability that God gave him. He reminded Christians in Corinthians that the aim of possessing this ability is to become servant of the gospel. Here he used the word New Testament to show the difference between Old Testament and New Testament. The main theme of the Old Testament is the law of Moses, but that of the New Testament is the covenant of the Holy Spirit. Sorry. The letter Apostle Paul wrote to the follower of the Roman churches once mentioned that you, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. We have eternal life through the Spirit of God. The law of Moses cannot lead us to eternity, but the Holy Spirit can. The Holy Spirit can force on the life of people by ways of the salvation of Jesus. There's no other way. The meaning of the word new includes connotation and temperament. This is not superficial, but it is eternal. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, a familiar verse is said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new is come. This is old and new. It's a big difference. People who believe Jesus will have hope in life, and this hope will bring about positive vitality. Because of the faith in God, death is not a burden to anyone. In Exodus 31:18, it says, God gave two tablets inscribed by God's hand after he spoke to Moses. And also in Hebrews 8:10, it says, "This is the covenant I will establish with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people." Brothers and sisters, today, is God's word is in here or is in here? The Bible always telling us God wants to write down his word in our heart, not only in our mind. The law of Moses cannot give life, but the Holy Spirit can. The truth, command, teaching in the Bible coming from God will influence and change our behavior and our moral. But without the work of the Holy Spirit, it means nothing. For parents, if a child is working or having internship out of town, a call for help or just a message from them will prompt a father to fulfill their need and find solution to solve their problem immediately. However, as parents, we can understand we can do for our children is very limited. We cannot do anything that they ask. We are not able to do that. But the Bible says, our Lord can provide everything we need. In Ephesians 3:20, Paul said, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably before, more than all we ask for imagine, you ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." He proved that. What is inside Paul's heart is the power of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, Paul says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us." So, BAC, brothers and sisters, we all rely on God, his ability, his power, and he showed us what to do. With his vision and with his direction, if we are willing to follow, he is able to accomplish. All these verses remind us that all we have now is from God. All these verses keep reminding us that what we possess now is all from God's promise, and God's presence and indwelling spirit are undeniable. Those are the gifts God given to you and me. We need to live out our salvation. We don't just keep God's blessing ourselves, but to share with others. Those spirit of truth and God's presence are the greatest blessings that God gives to you and to me. The word peace carries a perfect meaning in it. Believers who practice and understand God's way will have peace in their heart. A lot of time, brothers and sisters talk to me, I do not have peace. After I prepare this sermon, I know the answer. Did you practice God's word? If you practice God's word, you will have peace. If you only have head knowledge, you will never have peace. God's word has to be written in your heart, and you have to practice it before you can have real peace from above. People who love God and with God's presence will naturally have a peaceful heart because they love to support and they love to advocate God's will. That's why you and me can have peace. People have peace. They are people with no regrets. Today in this world, it is hard to find peace. People sometimes get lost in their life. They live without directions, and their future is uncertain. How they can have peace? If today you and me just follow what the society is leading us, we will never can have peace because we will have no direction at all if we are following today's society. But we believers have God's word in our hearts, and with the presence of the Holy Spirit, we can live a meaningful life. We are not living for ourselves, but for the mission God has given to you and me.
We no longer worry about our difficulties we may encounter. If we have a lot of difficulty ahead of us, we do not worry about that. But be thankful for carrying out God's mission, because if we are willing, He is able. Believer will know peace is a natural outcome. Believer who is practicing God's word, peace is a natural outcome. Sorry. We can depend on God to have peace. Not many Christians have the opportunity to experience church planting. Not too many Christians during the whole lifetime will experience the rebuilding of a church or a church planting. We can experience church planting, we can experience rebuilding a church, we can experience building up a new ministry. This is the blessings from God. This is the blessings God wants to give you and me, God gives to BAC. This great issue, the growth of faith among us, that's why God grants us with this kind of experience. Dear brothers and sisters, being thankful is the base of supporting. You will always be happy if you are always thankful. You will always be happy if you are always thankful. If you do not have a thankful heart, you will not be happy at all. Strength will spring out like living water from within if we always have a thankful heart. This will make your spiritual growth more joyful, more blessed, and more healthier. Let's first learn to be thankful before we become a happy and brave supporter. Today is a really special day, not because of a short sermon, because of Nemo is serving up there, Nathan is serving at the worship team, and my wife is teaching downstairs Sunday school, and I'm preaching. All four of us serving together today. This is make it special for me. That's why yesterday Nemo mentioned to me, "Oh, Dad, don't you know that? I'm serving. My brother is serving. You are serving. Mom is serving." Is this wonderful? If we are thankful, we can experience God's greatness among us. So, brothers and sisters, when we're talking about supporting, we are not supporting just out of our pocket. We are supporting because we are supporting God's vision. This is most important. And our daily life, just like Ben mentioned about prayer, is experiences. Prayer is the most important. Before we do anything, we need to pray first. When we pray, we understand God's will and we know God's direction for you and for me and for BAC. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. Thank you for giving us this great family in Burnaby. We thank you that you grant us the privilege of having a new Mandarin ministry in Nanny. Another privilege for rebuilding the annex, and also in the near future, we have the privilege to plan for church planting. But above all, we know that we need to build up our brothers and sisters as a good disciple of Jesus Christ. I pray that you will continue to lead and guide us so that we know how to shift BAC as a disciple-shaping church in the near future. I ask Holy Spirit to prepare our heart so that when the time comes, we are willing to be equipped and we are willing to be a good disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you in Jesus Christ's name I pray.
Would you stand with us, please? I really encourage you to start to pray, to take anything you're thankful for or anything and lift it up in prayer. And a great way to do that is with our wonderful prayer teams. And that's this is a ministry that I'm very thankful for, even though I don't go very often. But I really encourage you to do that, to pray, to start. And this is a great place to do that.
This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart. I worship you. Thank you. Holy One, come reveal your wonder now. Open wide my eyes to see. There's so much more. Jesus, you are where it all begins. Beauty calls me deeper in. Stir a passion in my heart, God. Let it overflow. Let it overflow. Stir a passion in my heart, God. Let it
worship at the time of offering, so please pray. God, you are just so good. And I just praise you for the ways that you move in this church and the ways that you move in this kingdom. I praise you for how you have called us sinners by grace and invited us in to be part of your work here. Lord, may we not take that lightly. And God, if we have, I pray that you strike our hearts, that you bring us to repentance, that we can live intentional lives. And so God, I just want to pray over BAC and the vision and the mission and the direction you have placed on our leadership hearts. Lord, may you bless it. May you make straight the path. God, I pray that you open doors for us. Lord, may you put it on our hearts to go after these things. And I just thank you for how you have moved in the hearts of BAC with the Annex Rebuild Pledge. May you continue to do so as we look into the plans you have put on our hearts. So God, I pray for your blessing upon this church, that truly you will stir our passion in our hearts. And as we do things, it won't come out of obligation, but it will come out of worship. So Lord, I pray for all us in your holy name. Amen. You can be seated. So you can turn with me to see some of the announcements that we have in your bulletins. First things first, there's going to be a special members meeting February 24th from 2 to 4 in the NPR. Mark your dates. Don't miss out on that. I'll be there. That's an extra incentive for you to go. Who wouldn't want to go after that? Worship and prayer, and I will also be there. February 7th at 7:30 in NPR. This is an English congregation sort of thing, but feel free to invite your friends. Anyone is welcome. We've had them a couple times last year, and I just like love them because the people who come clearly want to come to worship. And it's just every time so far, it's been a taste of heaven, what heaven would be like. And so it's amazing. So I really encourage you to come. And when you come, be ready to worship. There's also, if you're still interested in getting baptized or becoming a member, you still actually have a window to do so. If you're interested, you can email Pastor Keith and he will get back to you once he gets back from Asia. There's also going to be new adult Christian education courses, CE courses, from February 10th to April 28th. So the two courses we have, there's a write-up in here. So I will encourage you to read it, to look into it. Exactly what Pastor Poon was preaching on, we can't do anything apart from prayer and the word. And these we have praying with the Psalms with the purpose of, which was, the course was intended to reignite a passion for prayer. And then life principles, which is, from my understanding, it's written for an intersection of like the Bible and our life. So like, it's literally the sermon in two courses. So I encourage you to check those out. Last thing, again, on February 3rd, that's next week. It's the Super Bowl. Whoa! If you're a huge NFL fan, my mom is. She would have wanted to come, but she's not a male. So this is for the men's ministry. February 3rd, Super Bowl, looks like 53. Great time to fellowship, eat wings, eat pizza, be unhealthy. That was not part of this sermon. Be healthy. Okay, that is it. Please stand with me to receive the benediction. Let's pray. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face.